Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to the 110 Nation Sports Show with Mr. CJ Sports. You are a part of the 110 Nation, so be sure to visit the 110nation.com for everything related to the show. You can follow CJ on Twitter at 110 Nation and on Facebook at 110 Nation Sports.
Wow, that was an oldie. Obviously, I screwed up and didn't put the right intro earlier today. Kind of caught me off guard, then I couldn't get it to refresh so I could get into the studio. And so, Lord, good old days, though. I'm still trying to work on getting a new intro for this show. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, the 110 Nation Sports Show, right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network, sitting right here in the Carolina Sports Studio. Glad to be back on this Wednesday night. Before I get my partner on here and get Mario in the studio, I do want to apologize. I got off early, got done dashing early anyway, and came home, working on notes and everything. And the next thing you know, I'm waking up, and it's 9:30 at night, and all the lights are still on, and I'd straight passed out. And so I completely missed the show. So I do want to apologize for everybody that was looking for the show last week, and we weren't here. So, but glad to be back here tonight. Got a lot to talk about. Before we get into all that, though, let's get Mario into the studio. Mario, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm only about 10 days away, maybe-ish, from being your way in North Carolina. We'll be there late that Friday night, but Saturday morning, Easter weekend. So looking forward to be back in North Carolina for a few days and opportunity to check out the Carolina Sports Plus store and have a chance to catch up and talk to you face-to-face. Speaking of Carolina Sports Plus, where can they find the location at, website, Facebook, and all that stuff?
You can find us at 1318 Highway 401 Business in Rayport, North Carolina. And you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at CarolinaSportsPlus.com. Well, Carolina Sports Plus. And then you can also find us online at CarolinaSportsPlus.com.
When is the next raffle? Did we just miss it, or are we getting ready to have one?
Oh, yeah, we're about to have one April 14th.
And tell them a little bit about the raffle and how they can be part of the raffle.
Yeah, you can you check us out on Carolina Sports Plus on Facebook and Instagram. We have raffles, one raffle, $5. You got 10 raffle tickets for $10. You got 20 tickets for $15, and you have an opportunity to win a pair of new shoes, a pair of Jordans, a pair of LeBron James. We also got some women's shoes, some women's sizes. So, you know, nice little thing people are interested in. We do a live drawing at 9 p.m. on Carolina Sports Plus on Facebook, April 14th.
Definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I got to see them. You and I believe it was your son, if I'm not mistaken, who's the other person in the picture, do the last raffle. So make sure you guys check that out on their Facebook. Also, make sure you check out their website. If you don't follow him on Facebook, make sure you follow him on Facebook. He does price comparisons. He lets you know what a pair of shoes or whatever the item is it cost at either Dick's or on Amazon or whatever location. Mm-hmm. And he has always had the better price. So make sure you guys check that out. Check out his website. He's definitely been part of the 110 Nation and been a marketing partner of ours for many years at this point. And looking forward for many, many more years. So make sure you guys check him out. We got some – it's an interesting week. We got some things to catch up on. The first thing, I think it's because it's the biggest topic to me right now, and I don't get a lot of pushback in the argument's sake, and I'm very intrigued to know your opinions on it as well. But the whole Lamar Jackson situation, for those that have been underneath the rock for a while, you know, Lamar Jackson basically wants the most guaranteed contract ever. He feels that he has got less baggage and, in his mind, probably a better quarterback than Deshaun Watson, and wants Deshaun Watson, if not better, kind of money. And the Baltimore Ravens at this point have said, we're not giving you that kind of money. My thoughts on this, and I want to get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
I agree that the Cleveland Browns kind of screwed everybody else up with this whole most guaranteed money, I think $240 million, whatever it was, for Deshaun Watson. I will fully 100% concur that they are the reason things have gotten out of hand, and more so why Lamar Jackson's in the situation he is in. They overpaid for him. They saw an opportunity to get a quarterback that when he was playing in his prime before he got suspended and sat out with Houston, he was top three quarterback in the league. And so the Browns said, look, we're going to guarantee we got Kareem Hunt. We got we got Nick Chubb. We got these young tight ends that we've drafted. We got Peoples Jones. We got Amari Cooper. We're going to make sure that we lock ourselves into a top three quarterback, and we're willing to sacrifice a year, but we're going to make sure that we get him. We're going to make sure that we are going to give this the best 2 or 3 year run, because let's admit it, with those contracts, and even Amari Cooper's got one more season before his contract's up, and the salary cap, we're in a race. We're in a race to try to win a championship before people want more money, and at the end of the day, to explode these teams. We saw that with Seattle when they were all on rookie contracts. Everything was gravy, but once everybody was on their next contract and wanted more money, all of a sudden there was no more Legion of Doom. There was no more of all these receivers, and then eventually Russell Wilson goes on his way. Same thing with Kansas City. Yes, they won a championship last year, but that's not the same team that they started us all with, and that's because you have people like Tyreek Hill wanting more money. You got Chris Johnson, who stayed but wanted more money. You had Patrick Mahomes. So now you're starting to have to split up the team that was your Super Bowl championship winning team to make room for all these salaries, increasing salaries to fit underneath the salary cap. So the Browns, I see why they did this. They secured them an opportunity to, hey, look, I know we're going to sacrifice a year. Hopefully we can get these final pieces together while we're basically wasting a year. We're essentially banking on this guaranteed contract that Deshaun Watson will give us a good 2 or 3 years of a run at a championship or win at a Super Bowl, and this is why we're all in on it. Doesn't help nobody else, because now you've got quarterbacks feeling that if Deshaun Watson, who hasn't played for the previous season, got a guaranteed contract with all the baggage that came with it, then I deserve to have these contracts. Now, we're going to fast forward to the whole Deshaun Watson thing here. Deshaun Watson has put himself in a predicament because, one, he's agenting himself. In other words, he don't have an agent, which that's your first mistake. From what I understand or what I've heard and read, most agents at the lower end get 1%, higher end get like 3% of the contract. So the money you probably could have got if you would have went with your agent, got an agent, and let him negotiate the best deal, is probably, well, let's say, is going to be a whole lot better than what the current situation, first of all. But second of all, probably whatever contract you're going to muster up at this point. You could have just had an agent and got it all done over with. But more so, you have a Baltimore Ravens team that is openly said, look, we're not paying you that money. You, to me, are not worth $240-plus million guaranteed out the gate. And Lamar Jackson is sitting here really thinking that someone else is going to be willing to give me the money that the team that I have helped been winning games for and take them to the playoffs is not willing to give me. Like, I don't understand that logic of thinking that if the team I've been with for 5 years ain't willing to give me that money, I won an unanimous MVP award, we've gone to the playoffs, we have a very solid record with me at the quarterback position, why he would think that if they're not willing to give him this contract, that now he wants to be traded and is assumed someone else is going to give him this ridiculous contract. I don't understand this logic of thinking. But even more, and I really want to know your opinion about Lamar Jackson when you get to this point. He, at best, averages about 2,500 yards a season. So he's not the greatest quarterback when it comes to throwing the ball. Most seasons, he's barely had a 50 to 60 QBR. So his quarterback rating, his overall rating, is not that good. And you're high 50 to a low 60% on an average, I think 63.9 completion rate, completion percentage. So you're barely above average when you do throw the ball. Now you got health issues and health concerns, staying healthy. And then on top of that, the wear and tear you put on your body because you might have two or three good games throwing the ball. The other eight, you look about 13 games, you're depending on your legs to carry you through the game. I don't know what Lamar Jackson is thinking, what the end game is at this point. There's talks of Patriot talk going to Patriots, but I don't know. I don't see that working in the system. It didn't work with Cam Newton, who was kind of the same whole concept with Bill Belichick. That's just not Bill Belichick's style of football. I don't care how good of a quarterback that is really run dominant pass secondary. That's just not Bill Belichick's game style. So it really don't matter who you put in there. I don't think anybody's going to do good in that system. Mario, what is going on in this dude's mind? Like, where are your thoughts where he stands? Where are your thoughts on his career? I mean,
now I'm on the borderline, right? I think I feel like the Cleveland Browns did mess up as far as setting the bar, you know, the next round of how quarterbacks should be paid, you know what I mean? I agree with that part. All right. Now, on the other end, I do agree that he is better than Kyler Murray.
Yeah, okay? I can say that.
Okay, I agree with that part. So his contract, he still got paid a good lump sum of guaranteed money. Now, if I'm Jackson, is guaranteed money the problem? You know what I mean? That's my issue with Lamar. You want your whole contract guaranteed? That's what your major problem is. Or is it, do you want a long-term contract, but can it be some guarantees and some incentives? You know what I mean? I agree. He's still in his prime of his career. You know, he's a solid quarterback. He's better than average. I can give him that.
Speaking of guarantees, before you carry on with Lamar Jackson, speaking of guarantees, and this has kind of been a discussion more of lately, especially with the whole Lamar Jackson thing. And, of course, owners don't want to be stuck and have to have a guaranteed contract because what if happens something? What happens if, you know, he gets traded, gets injured, whatever the case may be? More and more players are wanting guaranteed contracts. They feel that they should be guaranteed pay. What are your thoughts on guaranteed contracts?
I mean, if I was playing, I would like my contract to be guaranteed. I'm not going to sit there and act like I wouldn't. You know what I mean? That's just being.
But as
that's
an
just
owner,
being straight up. Yeah,
I understand that. But an owner, then you're on the other side. So I, not being a player, not being a fan from the outside, a fan that looks at it that this could affect contracts or even affect the quality of the game, not from an athlete or an owner's, because we can have those arguments for and against on both sides of it. But being a fan, being someone that does, you know, sports talk, what are your personal thoughts, especially how it could affect the overall performance or the outcome of, you know, the NFL?
With the salary cap going higher, profits for the owners are getting bigger. You know, it's not like they don't have money. You know, I understand they don't want to pay that much. Even with more money coming into the pocket,
these contracts are still getting bigger every year. So it's not like, they're getting all this more money in the contracts. I mean, we're still seeing there's a difference between large contracts and guaranteed contracts. We're still seeing crazy contracts, even us not being athletes and just being a fan and remembering growing up what contracts sounded like, NFL, baseball, basketball, to hear the contracts today is just astronomically crazy
to me. It's crazy.
And hell, it seems crazy to me. There's players out there that get paid and they're not played. I didn't even know Ken Griffey was kind of the same as Bobby Bonilla. The Reds still pay Ken Griffey some odd $1 million a year as the deferred contract. That's just crazy to know that teams. Bobby Bo ain't played baseball, and I can't even 20 years at this point, and still get
20 years.
$1 million every year for it's crazy to me, but. So it's not like that the owners are we're making all this much more money, the tickets are more, the food's more and everything else, but not paying the players more, and the profits become that much more. I mean, I don't want to use the owner's profitability as a whole argument on the guaranteed contract.
I feel like with Daniel Jones getting $40 million and Jackson supposed to sign $32 million, you know what I mean? It really does hurt that he doesn't have an agent too, you know what I mean? But it's an argument on both sides, you know what I mean? I agree he's worth more than Daniel Jones, and I agree that he's worth more than Kyler Murray. Now, do I want to pay him? Go ahead.
I have an argument with the whole Kyler Murray thing. Yes, I feel he's more valued than when it comes to contract than Kyler Murray, but I think Kyler Murray is also overpaid. So that kind of brings that down.
He's definitely overpaid.
I think Kyler Murray, if you bring his pay down, you bring that pay down, and yes, I'll put Lamar Jackson above him. I just don't want Lamar Jackson to be above what Kyler Murray makes now, because I don't feel that Kyler Murray is getting paid the amount he should be getting paid. He is very overpaid for what he's showed us so far.
That's the same thing with Daniel Jones. That's the same thing with a lot of quarterbacks. It's all about negotiations. By him not having an agent really kind of, you know, stops that too. You know what I mean? Because now the owners are talking directly to him.
You know, it's crazy to me to know that you and I, when it comes to regular everyday jobs, 9-to-5 jobs, our pay and our raises are based on what we did for the previous 12 months, and that's what we're grading on, and that determines what our raise is. But the NFL, you and sports in general, you get paid on based on what they feel you're going to do for me in the future, not what you've actually done. What value do you have to me going forward? It's just crazy to be to sit and think about that, how different it is from a real job to being an athlete. You're based on what they think you're going to do, not what, from what you actually did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a battle, but then you look at it too, right? Like, all these other teams that need quarterbacks, you know what I mean? I think it's going both ways. I feel like the owners, the GMs don't want to sit there and agree to this because the next quarterback will want more. I can understand that. You know what I mean? But at the same token, I can see. Go ahead.
Do you think it's a kind of an owner's of unspoken?
Yeah.
And was put into this ridiculous guaranteed contract.
I agree. I can definitely agree with that part. Because you don't see. Come on, you got teams like Washington. You know, there's a whole bunch of teams who really need a quarterback. It just negotiations on both ways. But it really hurts LeBron just because.
Now, do you think I'm out of my mind to sit there and assume that if the Baltimore Ravens, a team that you've done well with, if they're not willing to pay you that type of money, that there's probably not going to be any other team out there that's going to pay you that type of money?
No. I think the Baltimore Ravens are just holding a firm ground, and I feel like the rest of the NFL is right behind them because they know if somebody breaks, the next person's going to come up, the boy from LA Chargers. You know, he's up next.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's up next.
Yeah, Justin Herbert, and then also Joey Burrow's getting coming up as well.
Yep. So it's just a tricky situation. It's real tricky. But like even like the Falcons, you know what the owner said yesterday really didn't make what he said yesterday really didn't make no sense. Trying to compare Watson to Lamar, you know what I mean? It's just tricky.
I had someone ask me earlier.
I would want an agent.
Yeah, I definitely would. It is crazy, and I understand at those amounts, 1, 2, 3, whatever, 5%, I'm sure it gets to be up to be a lofty amount. You start talking $100 or $100 million contracts, and 3%, you're talking like $300,000 of, $3 million and 3%. So I understand. And you start talking those type of monies. But I mean, you're still getting $97 million of that $100 million.
Yeah.
Or are you willing not to have the best chance you have and the best contract by having an agent versus doing it yourself and save that money that now you're not able to negotiate the best contract for you.
I agree.
Go ahead.
I agree. I feel like with him and how he's trying to, I wouldn't say take on the NFL since he's been coming into the NFL, you know, by not having an agent. Him and his mom, him trying to, you know, speak for himself. You understand what I'm saying? It's just hard. You know what I mean? I would say he's trying to do stuff his way. You know, his way. But it's just tricky. It's just real tricky. Is he better than Deshaun Watson right now? Do you think he's better than Deshaun Watson right now?
I would like to better answer that question at the beginning of the season. I feel
okay.
But it's hard to say at the end of the last season because Watson was not in football shape and Lamar Jackson didn't play from like week 12 on. So neither one of them was. I'd like to wait to begin the season. I hope that Deshaun Watson will come into this season football ready. You can't simulate the game, so you could tell that Watson had put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
You could tell that he was not as quick. And so I think now that he's able to practice with the team and he's got some games in him and everything else, that he'll spend this off season getting himself back into football shape. It has a chance to throw with these receivers all off season. Now you done trading and bringing in Elijah Moore from Cincinnati and Goodwin. So you're adding a couple receivers to Cooper and Peoples-Jones. So now he has a chance to spend this whole offseason, or not even at the draft yet, working on timing with these receivers and just getting familiar with them versus he last season couldn't even practice with the team or be part of any team things until I think like week 9, 10, something like that. And then he was allowed in the building and then whatever it rolled out. So he didn't get a chance to be game ready or really have timing and familiarity with the receiving corps. So I'd like to see that, and I'd like to see where Lamar Jackson is coming off his injury and being out for so long as well. But the beginning of the season, I'd definitely like that.
I just got a text message, a comment from a good friend who's listening to the show. He tried to comment about Lamar Jackson. He said he is worth every bit of $200 million. The issue is that any team that signs him will have to give up two first-round picks. But two first-round picks, it's a lot. It's a lot, but, it's just...
The only way I would give up two first-round picks for Lamar Jackson, if I was in a quarterback situation, maybe like the Jets, who was in a quarterback situation where their three quarterbacks were three of the worst, I think the bottom three out of 37 eligible quarterbacks in the entire NFL. So when you got two great receivers, you're in a desperate need of a quarterback. And this year really didn't have any promising, which I don't think. You got C.J. Stroud and the quarterback coming out of Alabama. That's the only way is, as much as I'm a C.J. Stroud fan, being a Buckeye, do I give up first-round picks because I don't feel confident enough that these quarterbacks are good enough? Do I go ahead and draft and hope for the best? Because your receivers, they're on rookie contracts. So right now you could do what you got to do to make it happen to have a quarterback back there.
We're good.
To me, you'd have
to have
a stud coming out, because if not, you know that you're going to start running the salary cap issue. So
yeah,
I don't know Stroud and Bryce Young or whatever his name was from Alabama.
Yeah.
Are studs enough or not?
Yeah, Stroud did enough against Georgia in this year. He's going to be a straight quarterback.
I really wish that would have been the championship game, because that was one. Even though my team lost, that was one hell of a game. I wish that would have been the championship game. We were the best matchup for Georgia. I'm not going to say it was a cheap shot or anything on Garrett Wilson. But I do feel if Garrett Wilson wouldn't have been, or not, not Garrett Wilson. What the hell is his name? I'm thinking of Harrison. If he would have been knocked out of the game, I think we would have won that game. I'm not going to say it was a cheap shot or anything, because I don't necessarily feel it was a cheap shot. I don't know if I feel it was a helmet to helmet. Even if it was, I don't remember. I don't think it was intentional. I'm fine with the no call, as much as it sucked and as much as having him in the game would have probably made a difference for us, because they could not defend him. I don't know if those two are studying. I don't know. That's the tough.
We're gonna build one of the quarterbacks up on a rookie contract, and we got him for the next 4 to 5 years with a good coaching staff offensive line coming together. We've got a running back. We got you a tight end. We already got you two wide receivers. We're gonna draft a wide receiver. You know what I mean?
I am not a Lamar Jackson fan. I think any team that's had him is a mistake, but I just don't know if those two quarterbacks have proved me. And I agree 100%. I am on that boat. You got two rookie or would be first year or second year receivers. You would have a rookie contract or a rookie quarterback. I don't know if either one of them has stood out enough. But let me flip this real quick. Do you think that there is a way to make amends? Like, let's say that Baltimore comes off a little bit of money and Deshaun comes down a little bit of money and, you know, Deshaun realizes that, you know, I'm not going to get that guaranteed anywhere. Baltimore realizes, look, we don't have a quarterback, and, you know, this is drawn out to a point that now we need to kind of pay a little bit more so we have a quarterback until we can come up with another plan. And so they kind of meet in the middle on price-wise. Are they able to fix this?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. It's business. It's business. The whole offense is built around him. You know what I mean? From the offensive line, tight ends, running backs, the offensive scheme, everything is built around Lamar Jackson. So yes, it can be fixed.
You don't think either one would feel a certain way? Like, I don't know.
It's business.
I don't know. I might be a little more petty. I might be a little bit more petty of a person, I guess. I don't know. You ain't trying to pay me, and, you know, you drew this out. I don't know, and vice versa, especially if I was Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and that's understandable. That's understandable.
So, I don't know. It is an interesting situation, and where he could land. I hear the Patriots. I think Lamar will go anywhere that will give him money.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that in a negative way. There's no ties, no loyalty, there's no nothing. At this point, he wants.
Yeah.
If it had to do with anything, loyalty or anything, he would have took the contract and stayed a Raven. At this point, it's about the guaranteed money. It is, at the end of the day, about the money. And he wants to get paid. He wants to have one guaranteed payday is what he's looking for, whoever gives it to him. I don't know if that team, you're possibly taking more money for a worse situation. Like, ever since Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, no longer that team has not really shined in any aspect. At least in the Baltimore program, it is consistently, no matter who's been back in the quarterback position, hell, Trent Dilfer won the Super Bowl with that's who Baltimore won with. They've consistently been a good team, as much as it tears me up inside being a Browns fan, and knowing what we had, what we lost, and everything else. They have consistently been more consistent than any other team in the AFC North a good team, even through the days of the Steelers being good since the Baltimore Ravens. The Steelers have had more up and downs. Baltimore has kind of stayed pretty consistent. I don't know if I would want to go from a team that I know just for a little bit more money, go from a team that's very consistent, protects me, and has tried to add pieces and it has a hell of a defense, to go to a team that is in a worse situation right now. It's just not as good as the Baltimore Ravens. Mac Jones is not the only issue that the Patriots have. I don't know if I, as Lamar Jackson, would even want to go there, but I just don't see it being the right fit for Bill Belichick's system. Bill Belichick, it didn't work with Cam Newton as well.
Yeah.
Mac Jones makes more sense than either one of those two, just because Mac Jones is more of a pocket passer like Tom Brady. That's, and Drew Bledsoe before that was more of a pocket passer. He wasn't a runner.
Even Bill Belichick, when you talk about the Patriots now, the more time goes on with him not doing nothing without Tom Brady, it makes him kind of look kind of suspect. You know what I mean?
Was it really the Bill Belichick system, or was it really the Tom Brady system?
Yeah.
I don't know what it really was, because you're talking about a six-round, 199th pick average quarterback from Michigan, who for the first part of his career didn't really, like, wow us. And Bill Belichick, who didn't really do anything before and then didn't do anything since, even more so since. And the only thing you really lost was the quarterback. The rest of the pieces you could have kept, and what you did keep and add to it.
It sounds good, but when that same quarterback leaves and go win the championship somewhere else, and they build around what that quarterback wants, you know what I mean? I understand the coaching part. You know, him being a six-round pick, you know what I mean?
I'm not arguing what it looks like. just saying that there had to be something between them two that made this be so magical, because neither one of them at that point really – so it wasn't like one was phenomenal. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like you had Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan, you know, coming together and then winning the championships. Yeah. Like these were two average Joe Schmoes that hadn't accomplished nothing. And I mean, like I said, Tom Brady was a sixth round, 199th pick or whatever. And Bill Belichick had just got fired from the Cleveland Browns. And all because we moved, but it's all the same. And for them to have this magical run, and obviously people give a lot of credit and say a lot about the fact that Tom Brady went on to the Buccaneers and end up winning a Super Bowl. I get it. I completely get it. And at first it was like, see, it was Tom Brady. But we also got to look at it. When he joined that team, they already had, two or three top receivers in the NFC. They end up adding Gronkowski because of Tom Brady being there. So you instantly improved your wide receiver situation. And then every swinging, dangling free agent that was any good all of a sudden wanted to go play for Tampa Bay to win a Super Bowl because Tom Brady was there. It wasn't like Tom Brady left the Patriots and went to this average or good team and magically they became the Super Bowl, Super Bowl champions. Outside of Jameis Winston, who threw, 30 interceptions that prior season, if you would have had a legitimate quarterback in there, they probably wouldn't even got Tom Brady because they probably would have won games and went to the playoffs. Maybe or maybe not won a Super Bowl, but you had a good team already. Tom Brady going there just added bigger, you know, more names and bigger pieces, Larry Fournette in the running back position. So I try not to get caught up into, well, once Tom Brady left, Bill Belichick ain't done nothing, and Tom Brady did all this. Well, that's because Tom Brady went to a team that was already good, and then everybody that was a free agent that was any good joined the team as well. So you kind of created a super team down there in Tampa Bay, essentially is what you end up doing, and Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. So, yes, it looks good on paper that Tom Brady moved on and won a Super Bowl, and Bill Belichick ain't won nothing. But it wasn't like Bill Belichick got it loaded up the New England Patriots when he left. No, but Tom Brady got to go to an already good team and then loaded it up even better after he got there because he recruited everybody. So I agree with you, but I also don't agree because I think it gets sugar-coated because I think people, for some reason, like to say, ha-ha, it wasn't Bill Belichick's system. And then you got those others out there, but they're a little bit fewer. It wasn't Tom Brady, but now that kind of disproves it because of the records after. But if you actually sit there and think about what actually happened and where the Buccaneers, what the Buccaneers turned into and what Bill Belichick was pretty much left with because everybody kind of bailed ship on him because nobody didn't want to play there no more. Tom Brady wasn't the quarterback. They kind of got put into two different situations that might have miscued what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that was a very long-winded whole stew there, but like that, at the end of the day, I know what it looks like, but I feel it's a little miscued on what actually happened there. So do you think that do you think Lamar Jackson plays for the Baltimore Ravens or do you, next season or do you think he plays for another team?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. That's a good question. How things are going, he might be playing with Baltimore. It's just about how bad he wants to put his foot down. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't see with him saying he wanna be traded. I don't see no team wanting to give up 2 first round picks now. You know, if he's already unhappy, and he already asked for a trade, you know, a month ago. You know what I mean? So, would I be willing to still send 2 first round picks and pay him? Nah. If I already know you're unhappy, you know. Now, are you willing to sign that franchise? And we can work out a trade, you know, that's a possibility, you know, but then Lamar Jackson's going to want a new contract. But it's just so tricky. Is he worth the money? In my opinion, in today's NFL and how everybody's getting paid, I would pay him because he is worth it. But could we do 3 years? Like, could we do something? Does it have to be 6 years? You understand what I'm saying? Does it really have to be 6 years? You know, can it be 3 years and we come back with it and it can a fully guaranteed contract? You know, can we do 3 years for $100 million? You know, $120 million guaranteed. However, you want. You know, Daniel Jones getting 40. So can we do? Can we do 3 years, 120, 130 for 3 years? Can we do that? You know? It ain't guaranteed you may play every down, you know, just how things are going. You know? Can we do that? Do we have to have 6 years for $230 million? You know, that's a conversation that may come up, but it's kind of like up the hill, you know, but I wouldn't want to pay him 6 years for $230 million, to be honest with you. Is he worth it? Yeah, he's worth it. But would I want to pay it? Would I want to pay that? No.
Imagine having so much money that you could pay somebody that type of money just to play a football game. Like, just to fathom
yeah.
that thought. Like, do I want to
yeah,
pay him $200 million?
Yeah. But then you think about it, every home game that you go to, it sells out. Each ticket, each seat is $500, $450. You know, that's just upper level. You know what I mean? And, you know, per game, you're making $5 million, $6 million per game. But I don't know. Is he worth it? Is he worth it? Yes. Do I want to pay it? No.
I don't think he's worth it, but that's my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be playing with somebody else. I think
okay.
he's more on the petty side like I am.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I'd want to play for somebody that didn't value me the way I feel that I should be valued. And you don't
yeah.
told me that you're not going to pay me. And now, because we're getting later into the off season and you don't have a replacement for me, you're willing to pay me a little bit more money or basically get to a point that he likes it, then I don't know.
But Baltimore's in a situation, too, because their whole offense
oh, yeah.
is around Lamar Jackson. So this is I was just
on Saturday. I want to get into this before we go. We got 2 minutes. We talked a lot longer than I thought we were going to, but I enjoyed it. Like this whole conversation,
yeah.
the whole. As much as I am not a Lamar Jackson fan, this whole
yeah.
topic, this whole conversation, the trying to understand the thought process is so intriguing to me. Like, you know, I don't know. It baffles me, and think that I'm going to do this without an agent who that's what they get paid to do, is to get you the best contract or get you a contract somewhere or a trade somewhere, whatever the situation is. But instead of coming off that 1%, 2%, 3%, whatever it may be, you're trying to do this yourself, and obviously you're failing miserably at this. And it's not a shot at you. I probably could not be an agent for myself as well. I'm not an agent, you know, so I don't expect any athlete to be an agent. And so it's not a shot at Lamar Jackson. It's just the fact that why all that money you can make and even the money you have made, which I think is something like $27 million, this franchise tag actually would have paid him more than he made up to this so far in his career. But why would you not just come off a little bit of that money that you're going to make, even if it's not all guaranteed? I could probably venture you would have got guaranteed at least $150 million, if not more. And to only give up 3% of that and all that guaranteed money that you will never, ever go through and spend in your entire lifetime, why that was not an investment for yourself, and thinking that you were going to save those few million dollars that you were going to get to anyway, to do it yourself is beyond me. But I think he's going to go somewhere else.
Where do you think he's going to go?
Before we
–
I'm not
just
sure.
Just one team on top of here.
Well, since the Patriots talk is a real talk at this point, I think the Patriots. I think that for the Jets' sake and their receivers, I think that he would probably be a better fit than Aaron Rodgers, who is on the last bit of his last leg in the last year or two of his contract. You got Lamar Jackson that will give you a full 4 or 5 years, so you're going to be stable at that quarterback position with those wide young wide receivers with Garrett Wilson and the other receiver they got. That, to me, would make more sense, and it gives him a couple really good targets, so you know that either, you know, it's really his arm or it was the situation of Baltimore. I think the Jets would be a better situation for him, and it'd be a better situation for the Jets. Honestly think that he'll end up with the Patriots because that's an actual conversation that's being that is going on at this moment in time.
Okay.
We got two games on Saturday. Just want to get picks on it, and then it leads into Monday with a championship. First game on the Final Four, we got San Diego State and Florida Atlantic. A couple teams that I think most of us didn't think would be there, especially the road that they took to get there. But nonetheless, we're in a Final Four that has no number ones. We have a bracket that I'd be willing to say, I guarantee that there's nobody has got this bracket perfect. Nonetheless, we got a 5-9 on the first game. Who do you think is going to win and represent that side of the bracket?
I want Florida Atlantic to win. And I also like that it's different. You know what I mean? I like that, you know, if besides UConn, whoever wins it, it may be their first. You know, I like that whole storyline about that, you know. I think that kind of really helps out the NCAA on its own, just because our times are now, everybody's competitive now. You know, especially in college basketball, it's a little bit different than football. You know what I mean? But basketball, there's competitive people out there everywhere, from the smallest schools to the biggest schools. You know,
it got to a point, I feel, and I was thinking about this either earlier this week or last week, how much has changed from when we were growing up in our high school days. And possibly even early 20s when it came to the bracket. It seemed like it was more feasible to see people get their brackets right. It seems a lot of our tournaments, you saw there being multiple number ones in the Final Four. And you very rarely had anything outside of the top four in the Final Four. There wasn't the Cinderella stories. So applaud the NCAA, because now it seems that they're will either applaud the NCAA or applaud the Young Americas that have produced either more good players or the NCAA for getting it spread out better, because it seems that we have more teams that are in the running when it comes to March Madness than we ever had before. I'm going to go with San Diego State. And so that's good that we're on the opposite side on that. The other side, we got fifth-ranked Miami going against fourth-ranked UConn. I'm going to go with UConn to have a San Diego State Connecticut championship on Monday night. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Miami.
Going with that, I like UConn, all Florida national championship game.
Yeah, I can go with I'll go with Miami. I like UConn straight, but I like Miami too, because you know, just watching them how they play, and I can roll with Miami.
Monday night championship, Sandy. I have San Diego and Connecticut. I think I think San Diego shocks us all and ends up winning it. How do you see Monday night rolling out for with your picks? You got Florida and Miami Monday night.
I would say I will go with Miami.
Gotcha. Glad I had an opportunity to sit here with you again on a Wednesday night. Really enjoyed the whole Lamar Jackson conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very intriguing to me right now. Looking forward to being back here in the studio next Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. I feel like I got something caught in my throat. Don't forget, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Sports Radio Network. You got Race Chat Live. Had another great show last night. I was listening to it earlier today. You guys can catch all the shows live on Blog Talk Radio, or you can catch them as they get dispersed out to all the networks. You catch an iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Podcast Addicts. I can't remember all on Podchaser. We're on many different outlets. Pretty much any place you can catch podcasts, you guys can find us. The 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Mario, let them know where they can find Carolina Sports Plus, the website, Facebook, all that, when the drawing again is, how they can get tickets as we get things wrapped up here in the Carolina Sports Plus studio.
Okay. You can check us out. Our physical location is 1318 Highway 401 Business in Rayford. And you can catch us on social media on Carolina Sports Plus on Facebook and Instagram. And let's just say we also have a raffle, a Jordan raffle, LeBron James raffle, April 14th. And you can get your tickets on Carolina Sports Plus on Facebook. All you need is your Cash App. One ticket for $5, 10 tickets for $10, 20 tickets for $15. And like I say, live drawing April 14th at 9 o'clock.
Yes, definitely make sure you guys check out that. Check out the Facebook page. Check out our Facebook page, the 110 Nation Sports. Like I said, next Wednesday night, looking forward to being back in the studio, talking some more NFL, discussing a championship game, and much, much more. Until next week.
All right.